like, so she's like one of those people that has their own office and stuff, so it's kind of like going to any of the other doctors. But the thing is, I mean, that drug, as far as Stelara, that works definitely. Like, the past year and a half, I've had the least amount of issues with my body breaking out and, essentially bleeding. Like, it bleeds. I mean, right now it's nice and mild, but like if it's, especially in the middle of winter, it wouldn't really matter winter or summer. It could be any time of year because it's non-seasonal. It's like a chronic, like year-round thing for me. Like, but summer being the mildest climate-wise, it's a little bit easier anyway. But I was on treatment recently, so that's part of the reason why. But like,
how long has it been since you had it last?
Oh, the treatment?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think now. Probably it was the end of March, I think. Beginning of April, somewhere around there.
Is it like a quarterly, every 3 months or so?
Yeah. It's like something like once every season, like you take a treatment of it. And like, I just go to the doctor or they give me the treatment there.
Are you scheduled for your next one?
I'm kind of in between. It's confusing because they had to do blood work again last week, so I'm waiting for the results on that, and they have to contact us.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll screw the liver.
It's a, yeah, like, the only thing that sucks is, like, I don't have voicemail on my phone, so I made sure that they have my parents' numbers to actually contact both of them, so hopefully, like, that seems to be going smoothly and everything with that, honestly. I don't know. I mean, I'm just doing my best with, like, what I'm supposed to do through all of that. But like, yeah, I mean, the only reason I'm even back on it at all is because it's somebody who works with a company that makes Stelara is like, wow, like if it's like that bad all over your body, you really badly need it.
Well, and they have some programs that can help. That's kind of why I'm asking all these kind of weird questions, but that's part of my problem.
Yeah.
And then the other concerning thing for the folks who have referred is some of the stress that's going on here.
There's a lot going on. You want to discuss any of that? I don't know how best to talk about it, but like, oh gosh, the main issue is talking about it. It's a little bit dangerous because, yeah, I don't know how much.
Sorry, I don't want to give you an angry look.
Oh, it's,
it's the sun, it's not you.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do in the situation I'm in currently. I'm trying to move out, but like, I like a really highly intolerant family about how I dress. And even talking about it in this way might look suspicious, so I'm like trying to be cool about it. I don't know how best to like be nonchalant about talking to a police officer. It's a good thing that we're talking about the Stelara and psoriasis and everything, because in all honesty, like, that seems like a
good cover.
Yeah.
I'm really good at that.
Yeah. So it's like good. But like, basically, yeah, I have to move out, like, sooner than later, so I'm, like, saving up most of my income, and, like, with that whole situation, I shouldn't stand over here talking too long. We should probably go back to the cover soon, but, like, basically, I like, I'm a really unstable older brother. That's what it really is.
So, but I guess what I'm getting at is that sounds like it's kind of a stressful thing.
Yeah,
would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, he's lived home the past 6 years.
So, like, what are you doing to cope with the stress?
Oh, I just get out as often as possible. I go out on the weekends, but I stay away from it.
Do you ever talk to anybody about it? Like, do you see a therapist or anything?
Because,
I'm pretty well adjusted, and I still see a therapist.
Yeah, oh, I've been to a therapist 15 years ago, but therapists are awesome. It hasn't been in my budget on any level. I mean, like, I don't make minimum wage. I work about...
You're on CareSource, though, right?
No, I was a year ago. But they
haven't reactivated it?
We've been in the process of trying to. Okay. But the main thing is affording to move out at all. So I've just been I've been on about a meal a day.
Would you be willing to go talk to somebody today?
I don't know.
I can take you over to crisis care if you want. That's not income based.
Yeah, the only trouble is, okay, I have to get out, but at the same time, I was like, I don't want to work minimum wage or anything like that, or be in like a crisis type of situation, because all of those are stress elements. So what I did basically was, over the past couple of years, I invested everything I made on fashion stuff. So I'm going to open a shop so that I can support myself. Well, the main thing is I can't just run away from the house with all that fashion stuff. I invested everything I made last year, which is $5,000. I lived on savings while I was doing so.
Where do you make your money?
I work for them. I'm a housemaid. So, I mean, they provide, and that's good. They don't make me pay rent where I live. I appreciate those aspects, but, oh my God, they're definitely old values. it's bad when it's, not even minimum wage. So I've been working on that, which is good. I mean, in all honesty, being out, I've done pretty well on investing.
Mm-hmm.
For how much I spent, I think I invested in a much better value with what I have. The only thing is, all that stuff is multiple suitcases. It's definitely a decent sized storefront. I'm looking at a place downtown to open a shop. So that's my goal at this point. But obviously with that, all that, the only thing is they really don't know about that either.
Mm-hmm.
My family's kind of, I don't know. If they know that all that kind of thing, it affects their entire behavior, but it's not in a positive way, it's more in just a twisted way. So it's not that they're all that way, it's just my mom and my brother especially are that way. My dad's more honest, generally, towards me. It's a bit of a narcissistic streak, and some of the other family members.
I had stopped by one day last week, I think you were sleeping. I got a chance to talk to your dad for a little bit. I can definitely say he's concerned. You know, and that I don't feel like he was being deceptive towards. He had no reason to be deceptive towards me for that. So,
yeah.
Take that for what it's worth. But
yeah.
So, like I said, part of what I do is get folks hooked up. So I'm gonna leave you the number for places.
Okay.
If you decide at some point that you want to go visit them, they can come out, or you can call them, Officer Jones. I'm here during the day, but any officer can take you there today.
This is awesome.
Well, what's a good telephone number for you?
Okay. Cool.
What's a good phone number for you?
Let's see.